Constantine Sanders was born in North Alabama and wanted to become a minister. And while he was in his early years, he was in school learning to be a minister, and he was staying at a boarding house, probably staying with a family, and he got very ill, had a high fever. And the woman of the house, who was kind of trying to nurse him back to health, noticed that his skull split, and it wasn't where it would naturally split. It was like a seam down the front and across the side, and she noticed that it was so wide that she could put her little finger inside the groove, the crevice. He was in terrible agony, pain, headache, and seemed to be out of his mind. They weren't sure that he was going to survive, but he did. And after that, he started having what we could only call episodes. And it was like an entity had taken over his mind. But there's really no term to describe what it was, because there's nothing that's ever happened before or since that we know of that's been documented. But what would happen is that he would go into these spells, and he would see things at a distance, like an unopened letter that was several blocks away, or he could see a fire in a different state, or he could hear a conversation that was miles and miles away, and he could report it as it was happening, not afterwards, but as it was happening, as if he was in both places at the same time. He was not a highly educated man, but he could write with both hands at the same time two different languages, languages that he had never studied. And this entity would sometimes speak through his voice, and the entity was not happy about being there, nor was he, of course. And the entity called himself X plus Y equals Z, and nobody knows what that means or why. But the entity called Constantine Sanders referred to him as my casket, which tells us he wasn't happy about it either. Now, Constantine Sanders was very conflicted about this. He knew that it wasn't of the devil, but that's what people thought it was. But he didn't want it to happen. I mean, he was considered a freak because of it. And he eventually asked a friend of his, who was another Cumberland Presbyterian minister, to write his story, to write a book about him, so that it would prove to the world that he wasn't this freak. And so he gathered together all these stories, people who had seen things, like, for example, and these were some of my own ancestors who had seen this. They were riding in carriages, and he would tell the driver, stop right here. He would get out of the carriage. Now, his eyes were closed the whole time, and he would take a few steps out, and at one point they said a wild fox came running from the woods and came right up to him, and he pet this fox as if it was completely tame. And then he got back in the carriage, and they started off. With his eyes closed, he could stand up and he could navigate all the way around a room, and he could take up a piece of paper and he could write. All of this with his eyes closed. He was sitting in a train one day, and there was a girl sitting a few rows back, and she was reading a letter from someone. And while she was reading it, with his eyes closed, he had just his hand, the palm of his hand, and without a pencil, he started as if he was writing across the palm of his hand. And he got up and he walked back to her and he said, can I ask who that letter is from? And she said, it's none of your business. And he held up his hand, and as if he was reading it, he just started telling her, reciting everything that was on the letter. And one night he had wanted to go and hear a minister in Huntsville preach. He was very much looking forward to it. And he came into town. At that time he was living in Mooresville area, we think. And he was staying at someone's house because, of course, you know, it wasn't easy to get, they had to ride by horseback in those days. So he had planned to spend the night. But not long after he got here, he had one of his headaches, one of his episodes come across. So before it got too late, he went back to Mooresville. But his wife said that he sat up in bed at the exact moment that the preaching was to start, and with pencil and paper started writing everything that that minister was saying while he was saying it. And a few days later, he ran into the minister and told him that he very much enjoyed the sermon and told him exactly what it was. Now, one night, there was a group of people in Mooresville who thought that they were going to disprove his powers and prove that he was a nut. And so they got together and they started writing down a list of questions that only if he was what he said he was, could he answer them. And so someone volunteered after they had come up with the questions to go and deliver it to him. When they went to his house, he was standing at the doorway with the list of answers already written out, and he just handed it to the person with the list of questions, and they were correct. Now, he talked one night about seeing, he could see something, a book that had fallen out here, or a coin that had fallen out there, and maybe had fallen in the road, and people would come to him and ask what had become of these items. But one night, he was talking about a $2.50 gold piece that was somewhere in the woods. And so a search party went out to try to see if they could find it. Why it was a big deal, I don't know, but they did. And when it got dark, they went out with a lantern. Well, by this time, he had come back in, and he was talking to a woman inside the house while they were still out searching. And they came back later. They all came in and said, "We couldn't find it." And he says, "You, Mr. So-and-so, you walked around it 4 times. You knocked it over with your boot while you were on your hands and knees, and it is now laying at a 45-degree angle, and the eagle side is up, and the other side is defaced. And you will find it there tomorrow. You will find your footprints all around it where you knocked it over." And he was laughing about it. The next morning they went out, and sure enough, they found it. The side that had been defaced was because somebody had tried to turn it into a piece of jewelry and had soldered perhaps a pin on the back side of it. He was a minister at the Mooresville Church, the Brick Church, the X plus Y equals Z preacher, or the sleeping preacher was what he was known as. And finally, after about 19 years of this, the entity gave him a message through a letter that he himself wrote. And it said, "Before long, I'm going to take my leave of you." And he says, "I want you to keep doing the works that you're doing, preaching to people about the Word of God." And he said, "But soon I will be rid of you as you will be rid of me." And as far as we know, he never did come back. The entity did not come back. Now, after this book came out, though, about him, he, for some reason, wanted all of the books destroyed. And so he asked people, "Take everything that you've got, all of these books," and they were taken to a street in Mooresville, and they were set on fire. Of course, not all of them were on fire. Some of them did get through. And later on, one of those books was found by a man named William Pickens Drake from Big Cove, who was a member of the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. And he read it with great interest, and he republished the book, but he did a lot more research and found some of the photographs, of course, that were not in the original book, and it's a great book.